Today is Veterans Day. It's a day when we honor those who have served and also acknowledge how we might better serve them, especially those who don't have a place to call home. About one-third of the nation's chronically homeless are veterans. The largest percentage of those vets live in California. And in San Francisco, it's likely that more than 700 veterans will sleep on the street tonight.
Homelessness will never be an issue where you can cut a ribbon and be confident that nobody will be homeless the next day, right? You know, it's going to be part of our world and society, but you can do better.
That's Bevan Dufty. He runs San Francisco's Housing Opportunity Partnerships and Engagement Program, known as HOPE. In some ways, San Francisco has done better than other major cities as far as housing vets. According to Leon Winston, he's the housing director of Veterans Assistance at the nonprofit Swords to Plowshares. He says the number of homeless vets in the city dropped by 30% between January 2011 and January 2013.
Which is huge. For the same period, Los Angeles had about a 6% drop, and San Diego had about a 9% drop. So that's well ahead of what the rest of the country is doing.
Winston says that's due in part to a new model for tackling this issue, permanent supportive housing, at a place called Veterans Commons. The building is on the edge of the Mission. Over the years, it's been everything from a juvenile hall to a storage facility. Opening it for veterans cost more than $29 million. And now 75 senior veterans with disabilities live in studio apartments there. This supportive housing model isn't unique. Major case studies show that it's been successful at helping people manage after being chronically homeless. But it's the first of its kind in San Francisco. Veterans Commons has been open for a year today, and KALW's Liz Pfeffer went to see how its residents are doing in their new home.
And Crouching Tiger and Hidden Dragon. Bruce Lee entered the dragon. And that was a hook there. I don't know who gave me this hit. I said, Weston, this too intense for me. It's too much love and strung out with pain. So I don't watch it. That's why I put it at the bottom there.
Jesse Breedwolf loves John Wayne. One of his favorite things is laying in bed with his little portable DVD player on his chest, watching movies.
It's beautiful for me because I'm in bed. I can just step out of bed and go right in my bathroom. I enjoy that.
Breedwolf lucked out on one of the first slots in Veterans Commons.
You about a lucky bastard, you know that is. So that's they call me lucky.
How he got that name is another story. And he's a real storyteller. He's invited me into his immaculate studio to talk.
I have been running quite some time.
Running from pain, the military, two wives and four children, from a chance at becoming a professional boxer. Running even from his given name, which he changed to Breedwolf. And that's another long story. The definition of chronically homeless is an individual with a disabling condition who has been homeless for a year or more, or has had at least four episodes of homelessness in the last 3 years. Breedwolf is 74, and that's been his situation on and off for more than five decades.
I was living in a little dingy hotel on Folsom Street called the CW.
His story started to change about 10 months ago. The CW Hotel was just one of a string of SROs where he'd lived with only the things he could carry. And he hated it. So he started frequenting Swords to Plowshares, a community-based veteran service organization. He was hoping to find a better option. And one day, a counselor had something for him.
So she came up and she showed me this apartment. And I walked and I looked at all the windows and I looked outside and she said, what do you think this? I said, I'm in love. She says, yours. I said, oh my God, thank you, thank you.
Leon Winston is the housing director and chief operating officer at Swords to Plowshares. He knows what it's like to be homeless.
Actually, I had two periods of homelessness. One in the mid-80s and again at the early 90s. The second time I ended up going to the VA hospital. And they referred me to Swords to Plowshares for transitional housing. And I was very grateful for that.
Winston says places like Veterans Commons are gaining popularity.
And there have been studies that show that the cost of keeping chronically homeless people homeless is actually more expensive than housing them. And so this model of permanent supportive housing really came about and came developed in order to address their needs.
The National Alliance to End Homelessness, an organization that analyzes homelessness policies, says that chronically homeless people overuse services like shelters, emergency rooms, hospitals, and police departments. Permanent supportive housing reduces the burden on those systems and, by extension, saves taxpayers thousands of dollars a year. And Winston says there are other human costs to long-term homelessness that make it crucial to find a permanent home.
And long-term homelessness really impacts a person's health and well-being. Just with veterans, those that are chronically homeless may be 65 chronological years old, but are in their 80s from a health profile. And that homeless veterans have serious age-related conditions 10 to 15 years sooner than do their house counterparts. It's a mission of mercy in many ways.
Veterans Commons is the first permanent supportive housing building of its kind in San Francisco. The VA, the San Francisco Department of Public Health, and Swords to Plowshares provide on-site services that will help address some of those chronic issues Winston's talking about.
I mean, homelessness is not a substance abuse or mental health issue. Homelessness is a poverty issue, plain and simple.
David Tallarico is a housing placement specialist at Swords. Often, that means just helping people talk with each other. He says you'd be surprised what someone can accomplish if you give them a set of keys, somewhere to go home to.
One of the biggest barriers is most people have a stigma of a homeless veteran. And so what it is basically to help educate the community on really what a homeless veteran is.
I have the cabinets, a great big stove in the lower cabinets, and a huge refrigerator and a microwave.
The units at Veterans Commons have some special features. For example, roll-in showers to accommodate wheelchairs. They're built this way so someone like Jesse Breedwolf can live out the rest of his life here.
I'm at peace in my old age. I love this.
But, he says, the feeling of having nowhere to live will haunt him forever.
That's a strange feeling. I think about the times that I have stood out there on the street and bum, nickel, and dime, and quarters, and pigs, and get a drink. So I don't judge people who have big. Sometime if I have something extra, I give a guy a dollar. Because I've had one guy almost in tears. Thank you, man, thank you. I say, I've been here before you. Already know.
Right now, there are no vacancies at Veterans Commons. Leon Winston of Swords to Plowshares says that's because it's proving what everyone suspected all along. The best way to eliminate homelessness is to give people somewhere permanent to live. For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Pfeffer. Thank you.